Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Expect waves of rain today. We've seen one come through, even with a little bit of thunder and lightning. I'll show you the timeline for the rest of the morning commute.
Breaking news in Durham. Police want your help finding missing 10-year-old twins. Police say they haven't been seen after leaving their home yesterday afternoon.
A short-term solution for the pay dispute in Durham public schools, but still more debate ahead.
And led us to where we are tonight with a really difficult decision that people should have questions about.
The decision school leaders made and why it still means less money than some employees say they were promised.
For the first time in more than 50 years, a U.S. spacecraft is on the moon. The goals a private company that built the craft has as it awaits the first images from the lunar surface. That spacecraft called Odysseus from Homer's Odyssey. Yeah. I vaguely remember reading that book in high school.
Same.
Way back when, right? The Adventures of Odysseus. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. We're glad you're with us on this Friday. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, we have our own little Odyssey here we're taking you through on our Friday.
A rainy Odyssey.
We have waited for this rain for a few days. Been tracking it. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. Just like we're tracking the weekend ahead. These are waves that are going to come out.
Yes, and we're going to see more of that on Saturday. We started talking about that yesterday, how Saturday was trending wetter, and it's still doing that. We're looking at this line of showers, a little bit of thunder and lightning right now in eastern Wilson County, moving on out. The rain stretches down through Clinton and Fayetteville, but it is starting to push out of the viewing area right now. We'll have another wave back to our west, and we're going to see more and more of this as we get through the morning and into the afternoon. Wayne County pretty well covered with rain right now. Again, we have that little bit of lightning that's moving east of Wilson, and it's pulling out of Roanoke Rapids and Enfield. So this first round moving on out, but it has left some wet conditions out there for us. We take a look at 8 a.m., looking at widespread showers across our area, and then a little break potentially around lunchtime, and then we're tracking the front. We'll see this cold front moving through during the afternoon. Between 2 and 3 o'clock, it starts to move into our viewing area, through the middle of the viewing area, and then eventually by 4 or 5, it starts to move out, but lingers a little bit in the south up until around 5 or 6 o'clock. After that, we see clearing skies and colder air filters in, and then Saturday, look at this. By lunchtime, the rain begins, and we'll see a disturbance moving through, and that will bring us some potentially heavy rain from time to time during the afternoon and evening, and then that moves out, and we will see a nice dry day on Sunday. Checking Wilson, you can see the whirligigs spinning around there. We've had some gusts this morning, 20 to 25, a steady wind, southwest at 10, so we're still mild out there at 52, and we're looking at temperatures mostly in the 50s. Of course, we're going to see some rain today, so we have the top of the tower lit in blue, and our temperatures are mostly in the upper 40s to low 50s right now. We climb into the low 60s for highs this afternoon, so it's not a terribly cold day, but it does look wet on and off for the bulk of the day, Brian.
Elizabeth, it is 6:02 right now, and we have our first crash of the morning reported in downtown Raleigh at Edenton Street, at Harrington Street. There are some indications of some slowdowns building on Edenton Street in that area, so keep that in mind. Good news, though, around the rest of Wake County, we're all clear with no crashes showing up, and in Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsborough, also pretty quiet on the roads with light traffic volume. We are going to be dealing with wet roads through the morning commute as we take a live look at 440 at Capitol Boulevard. You can see the lights reflecting off that wet pavement. So make sure that you have enough time this morning before you head out that you're not in a hurry on those wet streets. We'll have another update coming up in about 10 minutes.
Brian, thanks. Breaking news. Police in Durham want your help finding these missing twin boys. Brett Neese is in Durham in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. And Brett, those boys haven't been seen since yesterday afternoon. There's a lot of worry and concern.
Yeah, so much worry and concern because they got home from school, Renee, and then they said that they were going to go get something to eat, possibly with a friend, and they never returned home. So that's where the search is now, through the night and now here past the 6 o'clock morning hour here at the Southside Townhomes behind me. This is off Shannon Road. That's where the boys live. We did have a couple of Durham police cars that are still here. I want to bring back up their pictures, though. This is Isaac and Isaiah Mangum here. I want to show you these two 10-year-old twins. Get a good look at this. If you see them in this area, police are asking you to contact them, help them if you can. in any way or form possible. But this community is near Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway here in Durham, and we're working to find out exactly where the search is at this point as we do pass the 6 o'clock hour. Also working to learn some more circumstances about their disappearance, why they didn't come home, and if the police have any leads at this point. I'm actually going to go talk to their mother here in the next few minutes, and I'll have another update for you at 6:30. Live in Durham, Brittany, WRAL News.
Breaking news we're following. After midnight, Durham Public Schools released a statement saying it will be looking for more ways to give employees higher pay. Late last night, the board approved an 11% raise over last year's salaries for classified staff for the rest of this school year. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from DPS Central Services Building. And Kelsey, this is a temporary fix. A lot of work to be done for the long-term fix.
Jeff, there is a lot of work ahead, and you mentioned before that just after midnight, the board released a statement about their decision. In that statement, they said that this is going to end a period of uncertainty and anxiety for their employees, and they're going to be looking ahead to increasing wages for the next school year's budget. So all of the employees that were impacted by those pay issues will be receiving an 11% raise. The board describes this as an interim fix for the rest of the school year. Some employees are making less than what they earned after the October raises, but it's still more money than last year.
Whether it's about communication or departments working with each other or the financial modeling or the hope that the dollars could be found once there was a determination that there weren't enough are all missteps that reduced transparency, perhaps, that increased confusion.
That was Interim Superintendent Catty Moore. Moore and the school board chair held a news conference at 11 p.m. after the meeting. And Moore says they delayed their decision to meet with county commissioners this week. She says that if they do go to the county to ask for money, they should do that after next year's salary study. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Durham.
Another breaking news story we're following for you. Police in Raleigh are investigating a shooting that happened in a Food Lion parking lot. This is video of the scene near Rock Quarry Road from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Police responded to the area around 11:30 last night. Officers say it looks like the shooting stemmed from an argument. No one was hurt. No arrests have been made.
18-year-old Mazay James, this man here, is facing charges after police say he hit a Raleigh police officer with a car as the officer was trying to arrest him. WRAL Breaking News Tracker captured the scene in the Food Lion parking lot on Raleigh Boulevard yesterday afternoon. Police say James was trying to get away in his car when the officer was struck. The officer is expected to recover. James faces several charges, including assault with a deadly weapon and speeding to elude arrest.
The FBI is investigating the death of an inmate at the federal prison in Butner. Officials at FCI Butner say 57-year-old Glenn McDougall died after an apparent fight with another inmate. McDougall was serving a 27-year sentence for being a felon in possession of a stolen firearm. He'd been at the federal prison since December.
We're working to get a response from Congresswoman Deborah Ross after a large protest outside her downtown Raleigh office disrupted traffic. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators staged a die-in on Fayetteville Street, calling on Ross to support a ceasefire in Gaza. Officers took them away in zip ties, saying blocking the street is considered unlawful assembly. Drivers were forced to find another way around Thursday afternoon as those protesters lay in the street. The gathering was organized by the Triangle Chapter of Jewish Voice for Peace. They say their resistance is necessary and justified.
The Raleigh Police Department will welcome its newest members today. 34 new graduates will be sworn in during a ceremony this morning. 31 members of RPD will also receive promotions as part of the event. It's happening at 10 this morning at Providence Church on Glenwood Avenue. The ceremony is open to the public.
Today, we are hoping to see new images from the moon from an American spacecraft for the first time in more than 50 years. Intuitive Machines lander called Odysseus landed on the moon last night. In a post to social media, the company says that craft is starting to send back data, and they're working to get those first images from the moon's surface. The company's long-term goal is to create a commercial economy on and around the moon.
Tragedy in Texas. New details in the death of a girl after her body was found just days ago. what an autopsy reveals about how she died and the man charged in the crime.
And former talk show host Wendy Williams diagnosed with the same form of dementia as actor Bruce Willis. Coming up, how Williams' family says she is doing ahead of a new docuseries about her life.
And waves of rain for today. We've had the first one come through, even with a little bit of lightning and thunder. We're going to see this for much of the morning. I'll show you when the cold front will come through and put an end to today's showers.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Right now it's 6:12 and we are looking at a rainy Friday. It's not going to rain all day. We're just going to see these waves moving through. We've had this first one come through. It's moving out of the viewing area in the northeast, but it's still lingering down to the south. Still some scattered showers around Goldsboro, and then getting ready to see that rain moving through Clinton. It's just starting to move out of Fayetteville, but there's been a little thunder and lightning with this. It's not likely that we'll see anything severe today or tomorrow. We take a live look at Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill is starting to dry out a little bit, even though we did have some showers roll through there a bit earlier. Still raining in Fayetteville 54 and Goldsboro at 52. South Hills checking in at 49. So upper 40s to low and mid 50s is what you'll walk out the door to with some scattered rain. Looking at temperatures climbing into the low 60s for this afternoon. We'll see a front come through by mid-afternoon. I'll show you coming up, Brian.
6:13 right now, all new, getting reports of a crash on Highway 50 just north of Falls Lake, right around the boat launch area. Seeing some pretty heavy delays starting to show up now on Highway 50. That reportedly is a crash with injuries. We also still have that crash in downtown Raleigh at the intersection of Edenton and Harrington Street, blocking some lanes on Edenton Street. Seeing a little bit of a delay heading away from McDowell Street back toward Hillsborough Street. Around the rest of the triangle, we do have those wet roads, but right now traffic volume is pretty light on our major routes. Renee?
Brian, thanks. We now know the cause of death of the young Texas girl, Audrey Cunningham. Just days after her body was found in a river, an autopsy report says the 11-year-old died of homicidal violence, including blunt head trauma. She was reported missing last Thursday after she never made it onto her school bus. Audrey was last seen with a family friend who was charged with capital murder in her death. Investigators believe she was killed the same day she was reported missing.
This morning, we're hearing from family members of Wendy Williams. The former talk show host is battling a form of dementia and progressive aphasia. WRO's Ken Smith is here with how Williams is doing, Ken.
You know, Jeff, aphasia is the same condition that right now is afflicting actor Bruce Willis. That's where we lose the ability to communicate or even understand language. Now, this revelation about Williams comes as a new docuseries about her life is set to air this weekend. Over the years, when her show aired on Fox 50, she was constantly on hiatus because of several health concerns. Well, since that show ended in 2022, no one really knew what was happening with Williams until now. One of her nieces, who is in that docuseries, tells CNN her aunt is being treated at a facility and she's healing. But Alex Finney says the family has been cut off from any day-to-day interactions with her aunt.
Part of what has been so complicated and challenging about this for myself, and I'll speak for my family in this instance, and that is we don't have an exact location in terms of where she is. We have no way to actually call her personally.
Well, Finney says her aunt is also under the care of a court-appointed guardian that oversees her health and finances. And here again, Finney says the family has no idea who the guardian is. Williams' care team declined to talk with CNN about Finney's account of her aunt's condition. That two-part docuseries airs this weekend on Lifetime.
This morning on Today, the rise of old school technology. A collector talks about why gadgets like flip phones and iPods are becoming trendy again and selling for big bucks.
I just feel like there's a joylessness to digital media. I mean, you can't really like hold it in your hands the way that you used to.
Coming up on Today, what you should know about the sales for these old pieces of technology and why some of them may be worth thousands of dollars. Today airs at 7, right here on WRAL.
It is a chance to get up close to some realistic-looking dinosaurs, plus the circus is in town.
It's time to take a look at this weekend's most exciting events, starting with this high-flying show. The Universal Circus is in town through March 10th. The show is happening at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek in Raleigh. Now, if you have not seen the show, there are BMX bikers, trapeze, and Russian bar performers. It's a good time. Tickets start at $27, and you do have to pay $10 to park.
You can get very realistic looks at these dinosaurs up close. This is kind of a scary new exhibit in Raleigh. Dinos Alive, an immersive experience. It is a walkthrough, family-friendly event featuring more than 80 animatronic dinosaurs. Tickets for that start at $21.
And finally this weekend, you might remember them from The Masked Singer. You can see David Foster and his wife Catherine McPhee at the DPAC tomorrow. The couple will perform songs that Foster wrote or produced over the last four decades. Tickets are still available. And to find out more about these events we just talked about, go to WRL.com and search keyword out and about. A lot of fun things to do this weekend, and now rain's going to be pushing into the weekend.
Yeah, you get out and about, you better take an umbrella for certain, and it's going to come in waves, Elizabeth, so we really need it handy. We don't know when it's going to hit.
Exactly. We're going to see these waves moving through all day long. It looks like it will start to taper off by the time we get to the end of the day, and I'll walk you through that with future casts. But definitely rain today. We've had a few bolts of lightning out there this morning, but that's not going to be terribly widespread, and I wouldn't expect anything severe. We're also trending wetter on Saturday. We started to notice that trend around lunchtime yesterday, and certainly late yesterday and early this morning. The trends continue to show a good bit of rain for the second half of the day Saturday. So far, we're dry for Sunday, but it will be noticeably cooler. Here's a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. A little lightning strike there showed up there in the eastern part of Wilson County. All that shifting out of the viewing area, but we're still seeing some rain around Goldsboro and stretching on down to the south, especially into parts of Sampson County and Cumberland County. It's moved out of Fayetteville, but southern Cumberland County up through the northern part of Sampson County. Still seeing that shower. Could be a little rumble of thunder there, too. We're tracking a cold front that's still to our west. That cold front will roll through early to mid-afternoon, and that's going to bring another round of some rain with it. Futurecast continues to show some rain happening between now and 8 o'clock, but I think it'll be fairly light, maybe fairly light around lunchtime. And then when the front itself comes through, we'll notice that. And there could be a rumble of thunder or two here between, say, 2 and 3 o'clock. It moves into, say, past Durham and Raleigh, as well as Southern Pines and Fayetteville. But it may get hung up a little bit down to the south during the evening commute. So Fayetteville, Clinton, and Goldsboro could still see some rain as late as around 5 o'clock. After that, we clear out and it turns cooler. We're looking at rain starting around lunchtime or so on Saturday. And a disturbance will swing by overhead to produce some showers that will likely last through the afternoon and through dinner time before we clear that out. How much rainfall are we talking about? Yesterday, it looked like half an inch to an inch. The models have backed off that just a little bit for today, for Saturday, for Friday and Saturday, but I would still say we probably could have an inch of rain in some places. 90% chance today, 60% chance on Saturday. Then we get a break Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. We definitely need the rain. When the drought monitor came out yesterday, a lot of our eastern counties were back to abnormally dry conditions. Temperatures will be mild today in the low 60s. We're mid-50s Saturday and Sunday. Sunday again looks nice and dry. The second half of the weekend looks like you could get outside, but it'll be a little on the cool side. We jump to 71 on Tuesday. We'll see increasing clouds, but a nice warm day. And then right now, Wednesday and Thursday look like they could be a little wet. We'll have a front that comes through. We're watching that for the chance for some severe storms. It's a little cooler on Thursday, Brian.
It is just about 6:20 right now, and we are following a crash with injuries up on the northern side of Wake County, Highway 50, just north of the bridge over Falls Lake there. This is not too far from the boat launch area. You can see some red showing up on the sensor map, indicating some delays building in both directions. We're working to get some details about that crash. Just check the sensors in downtown Raleigh with this crash reported at Edenton Street, at Harrington Street. Looks like traffic's flowing a lot more freely through there, so this may have cleared in the past little while. Elsewhere around the Triangle, we're looking good on our major routes heading into Raleigh, and right now all of our approaches into Durham are clear, according to the latest sensors. If you're heading out later this morning, remember you can listen to this live newscast on the radio anytime at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.
Thanks, Ryan. Violence in Durham is spilling onto the public transit system, and it has bus drivers concerned about their safety and the safety of passengers. Hear their calls for action from city leaders ahead on WRL.
And we're putting names and faces to the cancer survivors of Poe Hall. What they're asking of NC State after more than 120 cases have been linked to the university.
This is What's Trending Report, sponsored by Rugg and Home.
Sylvester Stallone is warning his fellow actors, don't do your own stunts.
Brian Schrader doing some stunt flying here in our What's Trending segment. Hey, Brian.
I've always had that policy not to do my own stunts.
Right.
Yeah, Sly says he's still feeling the effects of injuries he suffered from doing his own stunts on the set of The Expendables back in 2010, a scene where Stone Cold Steve Austin threw him against a wall, apparently did the most damage. Stallone says that he's had 7 major surgeries related to the injuries, and he's talking about it in the newest episode of the Family Stallone Show there on Paramount Plus.
He points back to that scene with Stone Cold Steve Austin, who threw him against the wall there. He said he was never the same after that scene. He felt stuff crack in his body. And he's 77 now, so maybe it's time to not do your own stunts.
Yeah. The hazards of being a Hollywood star.
Right. He was in his 60s back then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Time, fast math. It's good advice for anyone. Don't do your own stunts. Dolly Parton is congratulating Beyonce on becoming the first black woman with a number one country hit. In a post to her Instagram story, Parton said, "I'm a big fan of Beyonce and very excited that she's done a country album." Beyonce's new song, Texas Hold'em, was number one on the Billboard Hot Country chart this week.
So with that country hit, this means that Beyonce has dominated the Billboard charts in 9 different categories: gospel, R&B, hip hop, dance. So another blazing another milestone there. And for Dolly Parton to give a shout out to Beyonce, maybe people are thinking, could there be a future collab? A Parton and Beyonce thing. Now that would be epic.
Thanks, Brian. Singer Jelly Roll making a stop in Raleigh on his beautifully broken tour. He'll be playing PNC Arena September 20th. The openers include Warren Zeiders and Alexandra Kay. Presale tickets start Monday, and tickets go on sale to the public March 1st, 10 a.m.
Yeah, we have rain out there that we're dealing with this morning. Our first round is starting to pull out of the viewing area. There's definitely more to come. I'll show you when to expect rain where you are during your commute.
Durham school leaders come to a short-term decision about how to address the pay dispute with employees. Why some of those employees say the raise they're getting does not match what they were promised.
And police in Durham are trying to find these missing 10-year-old twin boys. Brett Neese is in the WRL Breaking News Tracker with what we know about the search so far.